بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Hello and dear brothers, we don't wish to prolong the program too long inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and the reality of this time we have in the month of Ramadan, a very 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 valuable time. A few hours left and what you will get in the month of Ramadan you won't get any other time. This night will not come again. That's the reality. This night, this time will not come again. How much you can ask from Allah? Al-khayru kathirun wa fa'iluha qaleelun. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says the avenues of good and goodness are plenty, but the doers are few. So the avenues are plenty to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah wants to show His generosity. Allah wants to show how much He can give. But who is there to take from Allah? But there are preconditions to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very importantly, that our lives are in conformity to the dictates and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the obedience of Allah, the mansha of Allah. Allah wants us to be obedient to Him, and Allah wants us to understand what is His wish right now. What does Allah want right now? As we learn from our honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Mu'ana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, when he's performing a Fard Salah, at that moment make niyat in the heart and make this intention, Ya Allah, this what I'm doing for you right now is what you really want from me. This is farz. Farz meaning Allah says, I want this from you, this is farz, leave everything out. So right now when I'm standing in salah, understand, I'm actually doing right now, without a shadow of doubt, exactly what my Allah wants from me. Allah is absolutely pleased with me right now, but the precondition and the condition of acceptance is, how you must do it? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Don't just do any type of salah. Do it how Allah wants it from you. One is, I can just do a step dash. The wife makes this the food and she put it there. And you say, but this food is cold. But this food, eat it. You get upset. One is, you prepare it. But prepare how I want it. Present it like how I want it. The maid will say, domestic will say, I clean the house, the bathroom. Do you clean it like this? Say, I wash the pots and pans, but it's all stained. But I washed it. Our salah is like that. Allah forgive us. I perform my salah, Allah you must accept it. Allah says no. You want the ni'mas of Allah to the highest level. When we speak about ni'mas, unfortunately myself. When you speak about barakat, as you speak the ni'mas of Allah, only one thing comes in the head, what is it? Fulus. That's barakat. Ni'mat, fulus. Only thing of cash. When you say, Allah will give you barakat, make the niyat, Allah will give you barakat in my iman. Barakat in my a'mal. Barakat in my taqwa. This is real barakat. This a'mal, this taqwa, this iman, this will pull my dunya and everything. Remember we are working, as I mentioned many a times, we're not working to make money, and we made money to make money, and then to make money. And then, I don't know what to do. When Jamaat came many years ago from Australia, a place called Gold Coast. Allah's Fazal, he went there in Jamaat also. If I saw opulence in my life, was that place. People go shopping to the mall with their boats. They stay in estates, so they have canals. Saturday nights and evenings they are having, now they meet on the boat outside. They have a deck, they have the pool. After the pool they have their boat, they sit there with the fishing rod, and they are having an evening meal, and then they go for a boat ride, and they'll come home. And then after what they say, we're bored. What they say, we are bored, nothing to do in life. Jamaat came, this is the highest rate of suicide in Gold Coast. Inna lillahi. How come? How come? See, they have everything. Opulence to the highest level. The youth are bored, don't know what to do. They have a cliff there, near the ocean. It's in every week or every month. You have a youngster that will go up there, write his name on the rock, so and so was here, bye bye. And he jumps from there, takes his life. There's a block, mental block. There's nothing more to do. I've got everything is on my phone. Everything automated. Close the curtains, put on the aircon, put on this, put off that. Go home, there's no work to do. There's no excitement left. Nothing to do in life. Life has become bored, has become bland. Allah has made this body for mihnat. Only Umar Balambodi, rahimahullah, who was 35 years, used to give bayan in Nizamuddin. Allah blessed him. But what knowledge, what taqwa, what iman. And he would say how beautiful Urdu. Karte karte marna hai. marte marte karna hai. So carry on worshipping Allah, doing for Allah till marte, till you're dying. And dying also, still doing for Allah. Allah sent me, and He made this body, and Allah gave us His limbs for mehnat, for effort, to be constructive in dunya and for my akhirat. To make my dunya akhirat also make it deen. And you see so beautifully, you see ye dunya mehnat ki jaga hai, aur qabr sone ki jaga hai, aur jannat aur akhirat mazhe ki jaga hai. See, this dunya is a place to make mehnat. This place, dunya is a place to make effort. We hear commonly, I want to make it big quickly and relax. Make it big quickly and relax. Like example they give, we hear very commonly, that the person sitting at the seashore, he's got his fishing rod. We're not encouraging fishing, brothers. But he's there with his fishing rod. And he's relaxing. And he's having good rest. So, bright spark, roshan khyal, passes by him. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm fishing. He says, and then? He says, I'll catch a fish. And then what you'll do? He says, then I'll eat it. And then he says, I'll relax. He says, no, why don't you catch the fish? Go sell it in the market and make some money. And he said, then? He said, then you go and you catch more. You made some money, you buy a second fishing rod. Now you got two fishing rods. He says, then? He says, catch more fish. Then you go sell more fish, you make more money. Then after that, then you buy one trawler, whatever they call it, a fishing boat, go deep sea. Then you catch bigger fish. He says, then? He says, make more money. As slowly as you go on, then you buy a bigger boat, then you hire people, then you open a company, and then you make so much of money. He says, then after all of this, then you can relax. That's what I'm doing now. I'm already relaxing. So I must go through all of this now to get back over here. That's the reality. But ulama say, insan has to come to relax. Get this out of our mind. Allah made the body for mehnat. We have to make the effort of deen. There's no relaxing. Allah has made this place of effort and juhud. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been commanded. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ مِنَ الدَّعْوَةِ. When you finish giving the da'wah, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. Oh my Nabi, you have a long swim among the people in the day. You got a swim among them. All these mushrikeen of Makkah, it's like a swim, an ocean of people. Like in the Haramain, 2 million people, 3 million people, like an ocean of people. You have to swim amongst them. Ulama explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like that person in the middle of the ocean, just dropped inside and all sharks around him. All the mushrikeen are waiting to attack. But how he had to maneuver, the dead of the night, salah, crying to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the daytime again, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ وَنَبِي. When you finish off the da'wat of the day, till you're absolutely tired, then Allah says, it's not over yet. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. There's no relax for you, O Nabi. فَانْصَبْ. Now erect yourself in ibadat. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Now give everything to Allah. Whole night. So Allah Pak says, قُمِنْ لَيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Send half the night. Send 1/3 of the night. Send 1/4 of the night. But you have to get up, O my Nabi. There's no relaxing for you. There's no relaxing. Ummah has us now. Make money, get my degree, make everything, and then relax. There's no relaxing for the ummah. Allah made this body a machine to work. Once we relax, what happens? Fitna starts. Then the fitna starts. Idle mind is the devil's workshop. This relaxing mentality that we are going to make it quickly, and then I can relax. And what you can do with your relaxing time? Then I'll get involved in haram. Then I'll go for that so-called halal cruise. Is it a halal cruise? Then I want to do this. I have the money. I have made it. Now where am I going to spend it? Where am I going to spend my money? My health, wealth and time does not belong to me. It belongs to Allah. Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى. Allah said, I already purchased. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ from the believers. أَمْوَالَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Subhanallah. Mufassirin say, Allah said, I purchased from insan the two most napak things. His wealth and his nafs. These two most napak things, impurities, I purchased for you, from you, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, and I have given you the most pure thing, my jannat. In lieu of these two things, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to me, I just borrowed it to you, use it. Use it to obey me, not to break my commands. Not to run away from me, but to run towards me. So these two things belong to Allah. My health, wealth, time, my nafs, my wealth belongs to Allah. Allah says, in lieu of that, I want to give you Jannah. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْغَالِيَةِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, listen carefully. The commodity, the article of Allah is very expensive. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ And listen, that expensive, most expensive, coveted commodity of Allah is Jannah. It's already yours, but I give you back what I purchased from you. So Allah has made this life a place of effort, not a place to relax. This mentality we have to get out of our minds. Every time we get a little bit tired in dunya, obviously let's take a break. Where are we going to go? Let's go to the bugs. Let's go here. Let's go there. Inna lillahi. We're not saying don't go, but understand the system of Allah. Allah makes you free now to become more His. فَإِذَا فَرَغَكَ O my Nabi, when you become free, فَارِغْ هُو جَائِ When you become free, فَانْصَبْ Now erect yourself in the ibadat of Allah. There is no time to relax for you. We belong to that ummah. We belong to that Nabi. This mentality now that we get free, let's go for holiday. Let's go for what the holiday means. Far from the masjid. Far from the azan. Far from good company. Now in the company of all those that are ghair. Non-Muslim. What they doing, we doing. Now we become a bit lax. Now the pardas will come out. Now we on the courts. Now we playing tennis. Nobody knows us here. So we are a bit free now. Is that our mentality? We are abna'ul akhirah, we belong to akhirat. Allah has made us to make effort for akhirat. Now you say, Marana, but we need a break a little bit now. We need a break doesn't mean break the command of Allah. Break doesn't mean break the command of Allah. Then now we're free, now we can relax, now we can do what we want. We got no TV at home, we go to the resort, let's watch a little bit now. Let's watch a little bit now. Let's make Allah Pak a little bit upset. A little bit, not too much. We make Him upset a little bit. It's okay, we're entitled to it. Because we work very hard. We work very hard, so we can break Allah's command a little bit also. We can be a bit lax right now. And we can do what we want. Allah save us. Allah save us. Those are gone in the qabr, if they could come back and tell us really what's it about, then nobody will sleep. Then nobody will sleep. It's a reality, and it's a beautiful place. Understand for a believer, the qabr is a beautiful place. Jannat is a beautiful place. In the month of Ramadan, Allah decreed Jannat from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan. And who? For the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's for you, the Ummah. Jannat is for you, not for Allah. Is that for the non-Muslim? It's for you. So do the Jannati A'mal also. Only 11 months, look after yourself. This one month Ramadan, easy. If you really fall into the system, it's easy. We're not eating in the whole day. We're refraining from halal food, halal drink, halal wives. Allah is showing you, O Banda, see what strength you got in you. You're like a lion. Even if somebody forces you, now my break your fast quietly. Break it. Even the child also is almost dehydrated. You tell me, better break your rosa. No, I'm not breaking it. Where he got the iman from? That young child, he don't get up for Siri, he's fighting with the mother. Why you didn't get me up? If he has so much of strength, so much of love in his heart, he hardly understands, but the love of deen has come into his heart, we that have the understanding, they're already baligh and mature, what is it that we can't understand it? What my Allah wants from me, and Allah wants from me with muhabbat and piyar and compassion. Is that a burden? Is that taxing you? Is that being difficult upon you? Allah has kept enjoyment. One wali of Allah, friend of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, sitting in the masjid reading Quran Sharif. And that time they say that the atmosphere was pure and clean. Atmosphere was clean that time. In the days of before, that they could hear the malaika making tasbih also. In the beautiful kitab of Masjid al-Aqsa. Written by Allama Maqdisi, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he has chapters there that Al-Quds Al-Aqsa at one time, this was the markaz of all Anbiya. Every Nabi of Allah made dua, Ya Allah take me to Aqsa. Ya Allah take me to Aqsa. Ya Allah take me to Aqsa. Where the dome of the rock is, that rock over there, some riwayat say that rock came from Jannat also. Some riwayat explain also where that rock is, those have been there, it's a different feeling. Their breeze also is different. They say, some riwayat say, whether it's Israeli, or whether it's riwayat, of Nabi Ali or Sahaba Ikram's Aqwal, but some indication they say that that rock, that's the closest place to Jannah. That's why the Jews right now, they have the Jewish graveyard over there. They believe now that when the Qiyamah will take place, then from that rock over the Jewish Qabristan there will be a bridge for them to go to paradise first. So they're buying plots there. They're buying, and they're paying millions of dollars. In reality, we know what they say, the full Sirat will be there. So they're already buying there, plots over there, but we know, and the full Sirat, what's there by? Jahannam. So they're paying for it already, to put themselves in there. So every Nabi of Allah made this dua. Ya Allah, take me to Al-Quds. I want to go there. Allah has made it a special place. I lost the point. So that time the atmosphere was pure and clean. The pure and clean, like how you find the riwayat of Al-Aqsa, that they say, awliya used to go there, perform two rakat salah, and in the corner of his eye, you could see a malaika, angel standing there reading salah also. When he finished his salah, turned around, disappeared. Then you would find those sometime, in the corner of the masjid. One wali of Allah said, entered into there, it took me like a spiral staircase, going down and see all like Jannat. The flowers and the roses and the plants of Jannat. The malaika making sajda there, making ruku over there. So Allah Ta'ala had opened many things of the unseen that time. This friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he leaves the masjid and something catches his eye. He looks at the asman and the skies. And he sees a door opens up over there. Door opens up over there and all of a sudden he says one hoor popped out. He said, when Uhud popped out, he looks at her and never saw beauty in his life like that. So she asked him, that you want me? He says, yes. Say, how much you will pay? How much meher? So he came in his mind, he said, 14,000 Qurans I'll give for you. Quran khatam. She said, nikah done. He was back in the masjid. Back in the masjid, imagine his Quran tilawat. Subhanallah. What Quran tilawat? He saw something real. He saw something real. The proposal that you put through, they say you will make the nikah in December. He said, Inna lillahi. But if you make at least 4 Quran khatams, maybe you'll bring it 6 months earlier. He said, done. I said, I'll read my Quran Sharif. Because I want the nikah quickly. He said, and when he finished his 14,000 khatam, he finished it. It was a reality. Dunya is a place of effort. When he looked up, he gave a big smile. And he said, Agri, you came away. He read his kalima, put his head down, and his nikah was made. He was gone. These are realities, my dear brothers. These are realities of life. Mehnat ki jagah hai. The incident mentioned about one of the great mujahideen of the time. It was a place called Araq, I think it was. That he came into the city. Always in the path of Allah, had his army with him. And he went to the local masjid. And he made tashkil. And he gave a fiery bayan. Who's ready to join the mujahideen? Who's ready to join the mujahideen? That time the houses were very close to the masjid. Right? Just one wall separating masjid from the homes, and another home. And he gave a fiery bayan. Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready? So people were ready to join the mujahideen, to serve in the path of Allah. So he goes back to his quarters for the night and he gets a knock on the door. Open the door, a woman in full parda. She can help you. Today you made the shkil. He said, yes, tomorrow my son will join me. So please wait for him. He says, no problem. Don't know what the lady, where she's from, what's it about. He says, no problem. The next day the mujahideen leave. Next day mujahideen leave and as they take off on full gallop, from behind, you hear somebody calling, Ya'am, oh uncle, turn around, who is this? You see the horse rider fully covered with a full scarf, like we have our Philistine scarves, covered completely, only the eyes open. Comes running, he says, my mother spoke to you last night. He says, yes, young man. Is it you? He says, it's me. He says, young man. Maybe 15, 16. See, from his hands I can see, never did hard work, soft hands. Mother sent him in the path of Allah. He said, I felt sorry for him. What is he going to do now in the battlefield? Anyway, we went on and he said, we put up camp. But the boy got Josh, mother sent me to do some work. He said, what do you do? He said, I'll cook for the mujahideen. Say, you cook for them. He said, I want to cook for them. I'll make food for them. He says, you sure? I said, I'm sure. So anyway, he appointed the cook and he put this boy there to help also. Boy never did hard work in his life. When he uncovered his face also, he saw his face, a young boy, no beard on his face. But this was the tarbiyat of his mother. This was the love of his mother for the children and for the family to be accepted for deen. So she sent him. So he says, I left him now to help. Sometime later, he said, I came to see what this boy was up to. When I came, like you and I, we can't do much khidmat, he slept away. He slept away and the fire was on, the pot was now, food was cooking. He said, I sat down next to him and I'm observing him. Masoom boy, young boy, never did hard work in his life. And he said, I'm sitting next to him and slowly I see a smile on his face. And slowly from the smile, he begins to chuckle. Then he begins to laugh. He said, I wonder what's tickling him now in his sleep. Then his sleep broke and he woke up. And he felt shy at the Amir of the army. Now he's looking at him. He said, young boy, what's this about? He said, I feel shy to tell you. He says, tell me. He said, I saw myself in a dream. And I woke up and I hear a call. That your nikah will be made to Aina. Your nikah will be made to Aina. Aina is the queen of the Hurs. The most beautiful of them. He says, wake up young man. Aina is awaiting you. He says, I woke up. Beautiful garden. Never saw before. Beautiful stream. As I come there, I see damsels, young girls playing around. He said, I never saw beauty in my life like this. He said, I called out, where's Aina? Aina? We are only the servants of Aina. Such beauty I never saw in my life. Go on. Go on, move on. As he went on, a more beautiful garden. Never saw those colors in his life. There, beautiful stream. This woman playing, sitting there. Some combing the hair, etc. Are you Aina? No. Never. Who are you? We are the attendants of Aina. He says, Ya Allah. Move on again. He said, the excitement is building in me. Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? Finally he comes to a beautiful palace. Never seen in his life. Studded. Gold, silver, glass, rubies, balconies. We can see the inside from outside. And then he asks, where's Aina? Aina? She's in the palace. And he sees the flight of stairs. And he says, now the excitement, the butterflies in my stomach. The butterflies in my stomach. He says, as I begin to ascend the stairs, the doors open. And a few women come out. And he says, Subhanallah, what beauty is this? I never saw in my life. Never envisaged in my life. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ Subhanallah. Quran. Hadith Sharif says, Allah has kept in Jannah such pleasures and such gardens, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ No eye has seen. وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ No ear has heard about. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرْ No heart, no mind has fathomed such Jannah. So ulama say, we heard about Jannah in Quran Sharif. We heard in the Hadith Sharif also, Jannah to be like this, there will be rivers of wine, rivers of honey, and rivers of this, and rivers of that, and you have your own private yacht, and your own water sports, whatever you want. There the wife can, she can run as she wants to. Give it up here, Allah will give it there. Whatever you give up here in the name of Allah, Allah will give you in Jannah. Give up the paddle tennis here, Allah will give you in Jannah. There you can enjoy free, no problem. Give it up in the name of Allah. Ya Allah, I won't do it. Ya Allah, I won't go. I won't exit the house. I won't emerge out. Allah shall give you in Jannah. And in your home, you will have such pleasure, such enjoyment. The Hadith Sharif says, you never thought of those Jannah. But we heard about Jannah. We read about it. So, commentators say, this Hadith refers to those Jannah Allah has kept which hasn't told you about. Ya Jannah Allah Pak hasn't even described to you yet. You can't even think about it. The young man now is way up the stairs. The doors are flung open. The khadimat come out. And he says, I'm looking. Where's Aina? Aina? And suddenly she appears. And he says, I break out into a smile. I can't contain my excitement anymore. And as he runs up, he says, I stretch my hands out to touch such texture of skin, what color? He said, I can't describe to you. As I stretch my hand out, he says, hold on. You're not halal for me, is it? He said, then when? He says, tomorrow in the battlefield I'll meet you. Tomorrow in the battlefield I'll meet you. So he says, it was only a dream. He said, but it was real. And then he says, the next day we went into the battlefield. I put the boy right at the back. Young boy, doesn't know how to fight also. So the commander of the army says, I got busy with the army. And raging battle against the non-believers. And he says, my eyes are off this young boy. But it was a reality to him. Allah has kept for every youngster who will give up his passions. Allah will make وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Allah will make his nikah. Allah will make his nikah. As some hadith say, don't make nikah with your palm. Don't make nikah with your hands. Don't make nikah on some haram site. One youngster, unfortunately, had a bad habit of looking at haram sites. Subscribe to it. His email updates every day. What's the latest? Na'uzu billah. Allah protect. Passed away. Fell ill, he passed away. Buried him. Parents came home. Let's clean up his room. Open up his computer. Why do you deactivate his Google account and his email account? When they open his Gmail account, inna lillahi. What filth. What filth, and he has some setup there on the email, that from this email will go to so many of my friends. Brothers are requested to come forward, inshallah. Please come a little forward, brothers. Make some harkat, inshallah. Some brothers are coming in the back. A little bit of movement, inshallah, filling the gaps a little bit here and there. So they say he has some facility on his email that whatever updates will come from those haram sites will be sent to so many of his friends. We talk about sadqa jariya. This isn't sadqa jariya. This is a guna jariya. Boys in the qabr and his haram activity is still open. They have to contact the webmaster of the site. Sorry, we can't cancel the subscription. We can't cancel it. He'll have to run the full year. The boys in the qabr, Allah protect. His archive is still open. Browsing history is still there. And he's gone into the qabr. Allah knows best what will be his akhirat. Little bit of enjoyment, haram enjoyment in this world, and everlasting regret. Everlasting regret. This young boy, pure and clean, commander of the army's eyes went off him. Suddenly he looks to the back, he's not there. Where's the young boy? Don't know where he is. Don't know where he is. Holy, the battle went on. Finally, battle came to an end. Commander looking for this young boy. Mother sent him. We thought we'd take him back home safely. Looking for him. And hear a feeble voice. Ya'am. Oh my uncle. See him. He got the same scarf tied. Couldn't make him out. Wounded. Deep cuts in his body. He said, I'm about to leave now. Remove my kurta. Remove my blood-stained kurta. And give glad tidings to my mother. What do you mean? My mother will explain to you. And as he took out his kurta of this young boy, there's no hope for him for his survival. Then he looks away and he gives a big smile. So the commander asks him, what's the problem? Why are you smiling? The same smile he had in his dream. Say, Aina has come with her khadimat. Aina has come with her bridesmaids. You want bridesmaids in Jannah? Don't have it in dunya. When a fairy tale nikah, don't have it in dunya. Tell the young girls, we'll have your simple, nice sunnat wedding. Have it at home. Feed few people. After that, you know, feed the whole family, feed them. Have the nikah quickly. Rush with it. No problem. You know, feed the family, you feed them next month, 2 months' time. When you settle down in life, no problem. Have the small walima, call the family, simple nikah. Then after that, mashallah, when you settle down in life, then we'll have a big da'wah. No problem. Jai is permissible. Nobody will say israfna. Feed the family. We call them. No problem. But keep the nikah simple. Because the hadith sharif says, إِنَّ عَظَمَ النِّكَاحِ بَرَكَةً أَيْسَرُهُ مَأُونَةً. That nikah with the most amount of barakat is where the expenditure is least.
So make a simple nikah, we can feed later. No problem. They have big da'wah, have to call the family, you say, marhaba, this is now sadqa, feeding the family, barakat for you. Here we say, no barakat. This is israf. Call the family day after, no problem. Give up the bridesmaid, fairy tale nikah, Allah will make your nikah in Jannat. Allah will give you the wedding dress in Jannat. Give it up here, wa ma anfaqtum min shay'in. Ulama say, whatever you sacrifice in the name of Allah, Allah will bring it for you. Allah has promised, whatever you sacrifice in my name, I will give it to you back in Jannat. I will give it to you. Allah has promised. Allah doesn't take for free. Allah gives it back. Jalla Jalalu. You see, Ina has come with all her khadimat and bridesmaids in our word, in our terms. And she said, the nikah is about to begin. I have to go now. Salaamu alaikum. And he was gone. He took this kurta of this young boy. He goes back to his mother. Knocks the door. She hears the knock. This is the knock of a man, of a commander. So she calls out, If you come with good news, may you be welcome. If you come with bad news, may you return. O mother of the Shaheed, what is good news? If you come to tell me Allah has accepted my son, welcome to you. If you come with his stained kurta, welcome to you. If you come to tell me that he's with you, then may you be far from me, distant from me. Say, I have come with good news. Ahlan, ahlan, welcome, welcome. Give me the good news. Allah has accepted your son. Alhamdulillah, give me his kurta. I'll add it to my collection. What collection you have? His father is a shaheed. His father, my husband is a shaheed. My father is a shaheed. My brother is a shaheed. Only one left was my son. Ya Allah, jazakallah, may Allah reward you that you accepted my son. Ya Allah, may shukr to you. Mother of shuhada. This is the pride of the ummah, my dear brothers. Not that my son is a doctor. Allah, make them doctors also. We need them, no problem. We're not in the kufr and haram environment. Then now he has no time for the mother and father. Those titles bring them honor and respect. They found honor and respect in the deen of Allah. My son is a hafiz of Quran. My son is an alim of deen. They say Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when their children used to play in the gullies of Medina Munawwara. When they used to play in the gullies of Medina Munawwara, the environment was so beautiful that even the Sahaba Ikram's children's playing was deen. That also was deen. Well, Aisha Sahab explains Rahmatullah Ali. He says, Sahaba Ikram, children, what was the deen in their playing also? When they should ask one another, like how our children ask. Like they see, your father came to drop you off now for football, AstroTurf, they see the car is driving. Oh, his father is a big man. Look at the car is fine. No, his mother is driving the car now. So we can imagine now what level his father is on. Sahaba didn't find respect in that. When the children will play and a Sahabi young boy will ask his friend, who is your father? What he will say? My father is a Badri. Oh, your father is from Badr. We can't let you. And he was in Uhud also. He was in Khandaq also. He was in Ahzab also. He went to Muta also. He went to Tabuk. Oh, your father's maghfirat is made. That's how they will recognize one another. Allah forgive us, we've gone so far. We're finding now pride in titles. Titles that the kuffar came up with, and they gave us respect in that. Yeah, they were doctors there also. They were physicians also. They were so and so also, but there was no pride in it. There was no pride in it. The pride was in the effort of deen. So his mother, welcome. Welcome to you. My son has become shaheed. This is the pride of the ummah. This dunya is a place of effort. Mehnat ki jagah hai. Now the effort of Ramadan, we've been through it already, alhamdulillah. The effort of fasting, Qiyamul Layl, Tarawih Salah. Tarawih Salah, we performed 20 rakat, alhamdulillah. We enjoyed it, the Quran Tirawat, the fasting, the iftari, the sehri. Now, the moon will be sighted for Eid, we'll be looking tomorrow night for the moon. And that was the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, look at the friends of Allah. That time there was no WhatsApp in Saharanpur. So already was 29 Rosa. Congregation came for Isha Salah. And now they perform Salatul Isha. We're waiting now for news whether tomorrow is Eid or not. But the Shaykh said to the congregation, bhai, jilli karo, Tarawih shuru karlo. Quickly, bhai, start the Tarawih. Is that this time? Just start the Tarawih. For us, right now, it's still Ramadan. The Tarawih nafil is equal to Farz. We want to cash in. Once you get the news, then the rate drops. The rate drops. As long as there's no news, the rate is high. We're getting now big money for it. Push now. Start the Taraweeh. Start the Taraweeh. Quickly, jilli bhai. Before any news comes, that Ramadan is over. For us, our Ramadan is still on. So Ramadan was still on. We repeated everything also. Then the news came, tomorrow is Eid. Alhamdulillah. We got extra Taraweeh. We got the full reward. You and I, you know, this Mams Abdul Rush, hold on. They might see the moon somewhere, at some dam somewhere or some other place, they might find the moon, so just hold on. Don't rush Mamsa. The awliya of Allah, they were cashing in as much as we won't get this night again. Quickly. And when the moon was sighted, his heart didn't go to Eid day. When the moon was sighted already, he took a sigh, say hi. The month of Hajj has begun. The heart went to Hajj. Then the Shaykh would say, Allah, suna hai, that I've heard, tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. That, ya Allah, I heard there be a crowding, international crowding of your global aashiqeen, and lovers will be coming to Baytullah. Allah, they all their hearts will be there now. Hajj has started, Hajj has started, Hajj has started. But I'm going for Hajj, I'm going for Hajj, Mubarak to you, Mubarak to you. Ya Allah, I've heard they all will be coming. Ya Allah, if you give permission, I also want to be there. I also want to come. That was the cry of the heart. Ya Allah, I also want to come. Whether I got accreditation or not, Ya Allah, I still want to be there. Allah doesn't need to accredit me. Allah wants to see the desire of the heart. How Allah will get you there, whether some vice and paraglider, that you make it over the buffer zone, Allah will bring you. If Allah has to bring you there, He will bring you. Whether undercover, overcover, right, whether they have some dome that's protecting, Allah will make you penetrate, but don't worry. You are through. You hear at Baytullah, you're mine now. The desire of the heart. Dunya is a place of effort, my dear brothers. If we don't make our deen and our dunya, Allah has a system, understand. We only learnt now, myself also, 12 years in school, and thereafter, we only learn one system. The first day we went to school, the first week, but the ma'am, this time we had ma'am. First question they ask you, what do you want to become? That one sentence finished our yaqeen for life. Finish our yaqeen and trust for life in Allah. What do you want to become? What it means that if you don't listen to us and you don't become something, you're going to die of poverty. Finished, our life came out 12 years, they took off ours. What are you going to become? Nobody told us you're already something. Allah has given you two titles already. Ana abduk. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, there's no one for me besides you. You created me. Ya Allah, I am your slave. You're already hired for life. You're already a slave for life. You must have nobody. And that is your pride. Allah already hired you. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. I already, Allah, I'm a slave. I work for Him. And what's the second thing? I am an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. I have such an effort in my life where there is no hiring, no firing, no retiring. For life, I work for Nabi alayhi salatu salam. I am his ummati. What was his mission? What was his life? Has become my life. Abdul Rahman bin Auf, big businessman. Usman bin Affan, big businessman. But never missed a battle. Now we go to Medina Munawwara, they have the awqaf of Usman. Building for Usman, they say he's now, his waqaf, from that time right now, they still have his bank account open, the Saudi bank, worth billions of dollars. Who's waqaf? Usman bin Affan. What Allah had given him. So much of wealth. They were roaring businessmen. What were they given in the path of Allah? 100 camels and 100 horses and 1,000 gold coins and another 2,000 gold. And they were just giving, and they were just giving, and just giving. They were depleted. Now, a few days ago, about that one sahabi, I can't remember the entire incident. Alright? But he left behind 44 kilos of gold. 44 kilos of gold, we're working it out, how much it comes to? About 60 million. That was his interest money. That was owed to Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Abbas. When the Quranic injunction came down, then now interest is haram. You can't take any interest on your loans. Nabi of Allah made announcement that the interest that is owed to my uncle Abbas, I am cancelling it. He cannot take the interest. When the ulama work it out, they say that interest that he was owed in gold coins equals to 44 kilos of gold. Only the interest, 60 million dirham.
was only the interest, wiped it out. You cannot take the money. Sahaba Ikram were roaring businessmen. But that wasn't their pride. That's why we have Amal. If you haven't done the Amal, then we are actually just wasting our time working in dunya. We are making dunya to make dunya and never get satisfied. Where the money goes, I don't know. There's no sukoon. And who affects the children? Affects the families. Things are not just coming right. Our beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib explained a few days ago. Tell the ummah, Allah Ta'ala's tartib. You want your dunya to flourish, Allah has a system. When it came to dunya and the system of dunya, kuffar taught us now how to take out the skin from the hair also. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali says that if you don't find the sweetness of life and iman in three things, if you don't find the sweetness of iman and life in three things, you understand your heart is locked. Your heart is locked. First thing he says, if you haven't found the sweetness of life and iman in salah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam would say, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. How come I'm not getting it? How come I'm cooling my eyes at night in haram things and missing my fajr? I'm a believer. I believe in Allah, in the promises of Allah. Coolness of my eyes, O Bilal, arihna ya Bilal, aqim as-salah. O Bilal, give us comfort. Say the iqamat, let's start namaz. Let's start namaz, Bilal. It gives me comfort. That is the comfort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Is that giving me comfort? Everything else is giving me comfort. I love my cars. I love my ball. I love all these things. As you mentioned a few days ago, Mufti Imam Salih mentioned now recently, two brothers were coming for majlis. Then they stopped coming. I met one brother recently. Where is your brother? He said, he passed away. What happened? He said, he just fell ill. He just fell ill. And he said, he's not feeling well. Take me to the hospital. What's wrong, boy? Rush him to the hospital into a coma. Went into the coma. We don't know what happened to him. But he loved his football. So I was trying to get him out of it, bring him to the program. But football was his life. What they say, Mawlana, give up football. Bitter pill. Can't give it up. There's no spice in life then. Why you got a spouse? Spouse is to make your life spicy. But now he loves the football. He says in the coma office he got up, he lifted his hand. I love that footballer, and he died with that. Taking that person's name. He's my hero. He's my idol. And he died like that. Happened here locally. That love came into the heart. So what's Allah tell us? System Allah showed us in Ramadan, what you can't do, my banda. What you never thought you can do, you did it. For 29, 30 days you kept roza halal, you refrained. To a certain extent you kept your roza. One is roza of the eyes, roza of the ears, fasting of the tongue, fasting of the heart. To a certain extent we were aware of it. And consciousness was there, Allah is showing you, you have the strength to continue 11 months. Don't become coward. Nobody likes to be a coward. Don't become coward. You can do it. You can. You have the strength and the power. If I told you 5 minutes before iftari, break your roza, I won't break it. I won't break it. Allah shows you got the strength in you, we have to harness it. Wake up now and start moving. One person came to his Shaykh Hazrat, can't do this, I can't do that. What has Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, you can do it, you're a himmat chor. What do you call him? Himmat chor. Chor means a thief. Himmat courage. When it comes to courage for deen, you're a thief. Everything else you can do. When it comes to amal, you say, can't do it. Just can't make it. But everything else I can make it. This is immature. Pluck up your courage. The first thing they say, you got to pluck up your own courage. And we have it. And the person who is in bigger vices and bigger sins, he's got more courage. He knows now he'll get caught, but I'm still doing it. It shows you the amount. They call the same. We said it in Johannesburg, so they say he got mal pluck. He got mal pluck. He can do it. Yes, you have it. You can do it. You can do the fajr. You can do the tahajjud also. We have it in you. Just that now I'm not channeling. We've got to sit down and talk to ourselves. You have the, you're a lion. You can do it. Why are you lazy? Why are you lazy? Told the Shaykh Hazrat, can't do it. Can't do this. He said, what? Get up and move. Ut or chal. When he gave him that double dose, the way he started moving after that. But he had the Shaykh to pull him a little bit. If we don't have the Shaykh, we don't have the Ustaz, we don't have somebody to rely upon, the Shaitan will pull.
Nafs will pull. You gotta have somebody that will hold my hand and pull me also. Pull me into the right direction. Gotta have that contact. Gotta have the speed dial. Said, move. Then he started moving. If I can do the haram, I can do the halal. If I can do the haram, I can do the halal. Beautifully, our Shaykh explains that a person who has bad habits, whether he's involved in drugs, whether he's involved in zina, whether he's involved in porn, whether he's involved in sports, which is haram also. Neither showing is haram. Watching on the TV is haram. It's haram. We have got to accept it. Do make it halal. For that amount of time I'm playing, Allah is the last thing on my mind. And then the vulgarity. And then the fighting. They say, play as long as it's fun. Once you become serious, now is that fun. Now is that halal. Most of this comes with haram factors, we know that. From way to way it takes us. We've got to accept it. Don't make it halal. It becomes an illness after that. I've got to accept it, it's my weakness. So I have the courage to do the halal. If I got the courage to do the haram, I have the courage to do the halal. I've got to pluck up the courage, number one. I've got to sit and tell myself, you can do it. You have it in you. And Hazrat would explain, that person involved in these vices, whether clubbing, whether music, I can't give up my music. Can't give up my music. One youngster wrote to me some time ago. He said, Mufti Sahab, I like music, I like movies. I mentioned it many times. I go to the bios also. But I know people go anymore now. Right. I go to, you know the bios, right? I go to the cinema. Say, I go to the cinema, I know the people go to the cinema anymore. Say, I go to the cinema, but I book the seat near the exit. And I go my topi on also. Right? In Joburg slang, what they say? In case I duck sat. But you know it's duck sat. In case I die over there. In case I die over there, Malakul Maut comes, the exit is near, I'll run out. And I got my topi on, you know I'm a slummo. So they must call the Mawlvi Sahab to come take me away. Otherwise, I don't know where they put me. So I made my cinema Sharia compliant. But I know it won't happen like that. But I just wishful thinking, I sit near the exit. When I feel a little bit, I'll run out. And even I'm listening to my music also. They also now, I can't give it up. I just can't. So what I do, I put on only one earphone. Only one in case I hear Malakul Maut coming, I pull it out quickly. And I read my kalima. At least you got fikr. Allah will love that. He's making some himmat, half himmat he's making. Half courage, he's got a half courage. Allah will make it full. Allah will pull him. Because he took one step. He took one step, he gave it up. He's giving a half of it. And he's kind to Allah. So our Shaykh says that if the person has bad habits, he says he has a stronger springboard to get to Allah. You see that haram inclination he has. All he has to do is put his foot on it. It's like a springboard. Put his foot. The spring of haram is very strong. So if he's able to put his foot on it, it will push him higher. Compared to the person who doesn't have the inclinations. You got no inclination towards women, to girls, to anything haram. That's a best life. His wilayat, his friendship is different. But for him now to get the love of Allah, he has to push the love of ibadat. And with the person in sin, minimal ibadat, don't do your haram. And see how the springboard will push you. How will push you? How high you reach by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just to give up the one avenue only. I'll just suffice on my fara'is only, my farz salah, my sunnat, basic amal, but I'm not doing the haram. On that Allah says, now high you will fly. For the other youngster not exposed, alhamdulillah, he came up as a clean youngster. Allah shukr, that's the right way. That's the right way. His muhabbat and love for Allah is different. But this person who had this type of life, came from a bad life, he tried, and he say, carry on trying, karte karte marna hai. Don't give up. Even if I step and I fall in the gutter, don't give up. Get out, have a spiritual bath, and back again, ya Allah. I'll carry on walking, I won't stop. As the Hakim Sahib said, rahmatullah alayhi, that youngster who will carry on walking, he'll slip, he'll get into drugs again. He'll get wasted. He'll fall again into zina, into the haram sites. And then he says, by the morning, Ya Allah, what happened to me? What happened, Ya Allah? I'm sorry. So the Talmi says, 100 times in a day he'll break his tawbah. 100th time. He'll make tawbah, he'll break it again. So in the 101th time he makes tawbah, Allah will still forgive him. No doubt. But what shaitan will say? Don't lie to yourself. Why are you making tawbah? Don't speak lies. You're going to do it again. So you stop your tawbah. Say, no, don't stop. Don't stop. Carry on making tawbah. Carry on saying, I'm sorry. It will take years sometime, dear brother. It will take years sometime. Don't be in a hurry. Rakim Sahab would say, he'll continue with his guna, with his sin, with his filth. He'll make tawbah. He'll carry on. Ya Allah, I want to become your friend. Ya Allah, I don't want to be shaitan's friend. He says, by the qasam of Allah. Just before he passes away, Allah will write his name in the register of his friends. He died as my friend. He cried to be my friend. Malaika is my friend. Take his soul in a condition, he's clean. He's my friend. He cried his whole life to get to me. Nobody said he's a wali. He said, hey, this fellow is a gunegar. Gunegar. But he cried in the dead of the night. He had cried, like how the youngster you mentioned before also. The entire life was in sin. Every guna in the book. He had one cousin. And brothers, for Allah's sake, don't make your cousin your sister. There's no cousin sister in day. She's my cousin sister. So now I was in itikaf, and she missed me so much, she wants to give me one hug. No. She's not your sister, she's your cousin. You can't make mulaqat with her. You can't shake hands with her. Don't shake away your taqwa and vibrate it away. Protect yourself. If you have to act busy, if you have to put a bandage on your hand, put a bandage on your hand also. Or say, my hands are not clean. Meet you, put your head down, sharam and haya. Don't look at haram. Protect your iman. Many brothers are worried now, we're going to finish the kaf, Eid is going to come, and now how are we going to separate the family? What are you going to do? You're going to educate them, put in the family group, put the bayan in the family group, send on masla over there, and tell the wife, see, these hands are only for you. Is that for your sister? Is that for your auntie also? Is only for you. Tell the mother also. The ladies will tell the ladies. That, you know, he's coming back home now. I don't think he's going to make salam with anybody. You make the parda. You make the parda and slowly you will get the vibe. You know what now? He's not making salam anymore. Hey, what's wrong with him? Nothing wrong. They'll get the news. It takes one person to start this in the family. You become the foundation. And on you, the entire family will come up to taqwa. You get all the salam. You get all the reward. Don't fear. Don't fear what the worst she's going to do to you if you don't shake her hand. I always ask the brothers, what's the worst can happen? Nothing. She might say, oh, you snobby. Allah says, you mine. Allah became happy. You're not breaking family. People say you're breaking the family. By keeping the command of Allah, you're not breaking the family. You're not being rude. You're not being snobbish. You're not being haughty. You're being quiet. Keep it to myself. And then slowly it'll go into the family. It takes one person to make the decision. It takes one person. That's your springboard to get to Allah. Then by next Ramadan, see the progress. See how different life I have. Three things you find in sweetness. One is in Salah, Quran, Tilawat, the dhikr of Allah. He says, if you don't find it in these three things, your heart is locked. How come I'm finding it now in my cell phone? I'm finding it in haram activities. I'm finding sweetness there. He says, because we learned from the kuffar how to take out the sweetness, the poisonous sweetness of dunya from dunya. We learned the art of it. Once we finish one avenue, and what's next? Pedal tennis will finish. What's the next craze? The sweetness is over there now. We're over with that. What's the next one? As it get worse and worse and worse. Hadith Sharif says that the time will come where the darkness of night will just progressively get darker and darker and darker. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Like the dark portions of the night, the fitnas will get worse. Until a person in the morning will be a believer, but the evening he loses iman. Night time he'll be a believer, engaged in haram, by the morning he loses iman. He will sell his dunya for little, he will sell his deen for little of dunya. Is that happening? I sold my namaz, Isha namaz, to play tennis. I sold this, I sold it. Is that valuable? Because we booked the courts already. He sold it. You can imagine the level of his iman is just dangling now. And he doesn't realize also my iman is not there. Doesn't realize the iman is not there. And how it will happen? Ajib, our sheikh explained. How many a couple you find after 40 years marriage, what they say? Not compatible. Not compatible. I can't live with him anymore. We're not compatible. He says, "Bhai, your nikah didn't break now. It broke 20 years ago. 20 years ago. When you were involved in haram, you made some statement against deen. Or you said something. Or you regarded the Isha Salah to be trivial. And regarded the Salah to be trivial. Azan is being, is that right? Don't do it. We'll read later. That trivial attitude of yours, you don't realize your iman vanished. Your iman vanished, your nikah broke long time ago. Long to Allah gives respite. Now when you really need your wife, he says, you know what, this old man, I'm tired of him now. Get one Malawi worker, look after him, you go for holiday. You see, you set up the empire, but in reality you set up yourself. And you handed everything to the wife and the children, put it on their name. Now they got no time for you. Where it happened there, boys' night out, we went fishing together to Mozambique, or here and there, wherever we went to, and we followed all the commands of Allah, and finished. We didn't realize in the trivialness of ours what happened. We just lost our iman. Years ago, only Mutara gave the bayan, youngsters went to the rave club. Went to the rave club, and then they were Imana and Jamaat. Imana went to the rave club. We were frequenting it, till we were frequent players there. One night we were returning home. Returning home, and I tried to read my kalima in the car, wasn't coming out. The la wasn't coming out. So I told my brother, "You know your kalima?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Read it." He says, "It's not coming out. Blank." So what happened? They don't know. So we sold our nafs, we sold our hearts already to shaitan. We already sold ourselves. Before Ma'ala said we had to go to the clubs, now the club is on the phone. Now the casino is on the phone. Now the reeve is on the phone. Now the cinema is on the phone. Everything is there, we don't realize tonight I sold my heart already. I woke up after Fajr and I feel terrible. Got a headache. Don't know, understand what's happening in my life. It's all because of this filth and this dirt. Allah has given us the himmat and the courage. If I can do that, I can be clean also. What do I have to do? I have to cry to Allah. Stay in a clean environment. And they say, carry on crying to Allah. Allah has a thing called jazb. The power of pull. The power of pull. As your crying and your yearning and desire will increase, then Allah will say, Malaika, pull him now. Pull him out instantly. Pull him out instantly. Overnight, he'll be out of the sin. I got no inclination. I got no desire anymore to do these haram things. I just want to be clean. I just want to go to the masjid. I better go sit in Masjid Hilal Friday night for the program. I don't want to go anywhere else. Allah pulled him out. That's what we're crying for. Ya Allah, just pull us out from all these vices. Clean up our entire act for me. Allah will do it when the talab and desire is from me. I want to. That youngster we spoke about did every vice in the book. His cousin, female, not cousin sister, cousin came. Dire straits. We don't have anything in the home. Please help us out. He said, "I can help you. You help me also. I can help you, but you help me also." She said, "But you know my condition. Why take advantage of me?" He says, "No, nothing for free. Nothing for free." She walked away. His mother heard the whole conversation. "Oh my son, how much longer are you going to carry on like this? How much longer? How many mothers are crying? How many fathers are crying? How much longer?" And he had a book. He had a book. Understand, others in kitabs. He had a book. Every night he would go home and record what guna he did for the day. What are we doing? We also got a book. What book we got? Facebook. Uploading everything. I'm here, I'm there, with the friends, with the girls. We're here on a cruise, we're here at this place, at that place. Everything we're advertising. He would record it every day. Would relish, "I did this, I did this, I did this, I did that." He would record it. This cousin came, "Please help me." He said, "I I can help you, but you help me also. So mother told him, finally with rebuke, why don't you do some good in your life? Do something at least. He hit his heart. Allah pulled him. Allah pulled the heart a little bit. He went and bought all the groceries, everything, knocked the door. He said, everything by your front door, salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. He left it there. It was hard for him, difficult, because he could take advantage of the situation. It was free. He goes home with a heavy heart. How did this happen? I'm the boy, people know me. How I let this happen? That night his mother hears a screech in his room. A yell in his room. She runs, better what happened. And he's broken in tears and he's sobbing, sobbing, sobbing. What happened, beta? What happened to you? Usually you're a hero. He takes out his book. Mother said, I don't see that book. He said, look at this book. Ma, look at this book. He said, I know all your gunas in there. I don't see it. I don't see your web page. I don't see your status. It's embarrassing. He said, look at this book. He shoved it to her. She opens the book. She says, there's nothing written over here. It's blank. Where's all your records? He said, open the center page. Open the center page. Is the Quranic ayat. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah says, good deeds wipe out evil deeds. Allah wiped out the whole book for him. No record. He did one good deed, Allah wiped out the whole book. He said, my Allah is so merciful. My Allah is so merciful. He turned his whole life to Allah thereafter. When Allah pulled him in one night. Allah can pull in one night. We had this beautiful night, 29 nights. Eid will come. How do I keep strong? We have these beautiful halqas. I will pluck up the courage. Ya Allah, I'm going to do it now. I'm not doing that. I'm going for the program. I'm going to stay in the environment. I will get the sheikh. I go in the path of Allah. I'm going to protect myself. It's not going to happen. Shaitan and nafs is waiting already. Just now he'll be out of his cave. Out of the i'tikaf. Outside the masjid. What's going to happen then? Shaitan and nafs is waiting. How much are we going to tie ourselves to Allah now? And Allah wants us. Allah wants us for us to be in a deal with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then my dunya will get made. Very quickly, my dear. Very quickly we will conclude it, inshallah. When it comes to a basic salah, there's no compromise. Salah, I have to start. Get a friend, get some sati, pick me up for namaz, take me. But I can do it on my own. If I can do everything else, I can do my salah also. Mind over matter. Sit down and think, Allah, I'm going to do it. No matter what, I'll pick up myself and I will get moving. I will get moving. I can do it. I'm not a coward. For 10 minutes namaz, I can go to the masjid. I can make it. And see how you'll run for Allah. Get all the faraiz. They say, once you ticked all the boxes, all my faraz namaz is done. My sunnats are done. Don't stand outside the masjid Jummah time. You're declaring war with Allah. How are we going to succeed? We have to be in the masjid. Allah wants us, Allah wants to give us. We can't run away from Allah. Tick all the boxes. Then do my dunya. Then do my dunya, it will revolve around my deen. Allah will see the barakah I'll give you. I will free your hands, I'll free your mind, and I'll throw rosy at you, and you'll be moving in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, I don't know how this is chasing me. Or they say, everything will turn to gold. If you want the alchemy, we'll give it to you. You know what's alchemy? We'll give you the alchemy. Where we got it from Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. Dunya give you the alchemy. To make everything to fitna and to spoil everything. I got my salah. I got my Quran tilawat in the morning. I want my deen to be easy. I got salatul ishraq. Read my ishraq namaz. 2 rakah salatul ishraq. 10-15 minutes after sunrise. Wait a little while. At that time, my dear brothers, it says that 50 minutes is so long. But where is the whole dunya right now? They walk in the streets. They go for their morning walk. They're taking their dogs for a walk. They're going jogging here and there. I'm in the masjid right now. Get your salatul ishraq, 2 rakat. Allah says, I'll give you the reward of complete hajj, complete umrah. Start your day with hajj and umrah. Start your day with hajj and umrah. Person goes for umrah and hajj, he'll never taste poverty. Allah says, I'm giving you, do it in your local masjid. 2 more rakats, Allah says, your work for the day is done. Your work, I'm telling you, is done. Read Yasin Sharif, all your needs are taken care of. He was an engineer, he is an engineer right now in Lodium. By Sikandar Tayyib. All Jamaat Sati. Maulana gives this example. This man is so particular about his Ishraq namaz every day. So he says to Maulana one day, he said, Maulana, there was a project, government project somewhere. And it just wasn't coming right. He's an engineer, civil engineer or something like that. They just weren't coming right. They had engineers of the country trying to put the certain structure right, wasn't coming right. So somebody mentioned there's one top engineer in Lodium, he's a Muslim engineer, let's call him. Let's consult with him. He's got magic in his hands, alchemy. He says, call me. I went with my bag, kurta, topi. He's almost 4 months every year in the path of Allah. Old Jamaat worker. Got all his boxes ticked. All his amal. He says, I went there. All top engineers, the brains of the country. He says, we can't get this thing right. So he saw the entire plan. He says, give me 2 minutes. He said, where are you going? 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. He had his little bag there. He opened the zip. What he took out? Musalla. I read my ishraq. Just give me 2 more. So he says, they're all looking at me. So some of them phoned their firms and companies. They said, must call this person. We want an engineer. You send a priest. They send a priest. They said, no, that's his tartib. This is the project. He set one corner. He made his istikhara dua. In half an hour's time, he presented the entire to them. We don't know how you did it. We don't know how you did it. He said, Maulana, my salat al-ishraq. It has power in it. All my work is done with my ishraq namaz. All my work is done with my ishraq namaz. That's now how I'll make my dunya also my deen. Then moving on, we got salat al-ishraq, we got isha namaz, we got our fajr namaz, yasin. Few minutes in the morning. Then go to work. Then take our time for Salatul Duha, Chas Namaz. They say you cannot go for your knee operation or anything before you don't do 40 days of Salatul Duha. Salatul Duha is a sadqa of every joint in your body. Can you pay for the joints in your body? Impossible. Allah says, every 2 rakats, 4 rakats, up to 20, you give sadqa for all your joints. You give your sadqa for all your joints, do it properly, 1 month, 40 days, now consult, should I go for the knee operation? I already ticked the box by Allah. Allah will send me to that surgeon, to that person there who is a master in it. And when he said, no, you don't need operation, let's just do alternate. Yeah, Allah, it worked out. Why? I ticked the box by Allah first. I ticked the box there. I upgraded first and alhamdulillah, I got service like that. I got service, upgraded service. Do the amal first. Then you see, sadqa is done. I got my zuhur salah, complete zuhur salah, my asar salah. Come to awabin, after salatul maghrib. Spiritual bath. I read my 2 rakat sunnats, is done. Add 4 more rakats. That's all. And then Tumana says, we love our 2 surahs. These 2, Inna Atina Qulhula. Read Inna Atina Qulhula. No problem. But read it. 2 rakat sunnat I'm reading. Don't go to the back of the masjid, there's nothing there. Don't go to the back of the masjid, there's nothing there. I came to meet Allah. If I don't find Allah in the masjid, I'll never find Him. But I'm going to the back, sitting and talking to my friends. This is the house of Allah. This is the house of Allah. 2 rakats my sunnah I read, the 2 more rakats awabin, then the 2 more rakats take it 6. But Allah will give me my 6 rakats awabin every day? Subhanallah. Allah will give me the reward of 12 years nafil ibadat already qabul accepted. Done. 12 years, I don't know whether I'll see 12 years ahead. But when my sheikh told me this, 12 years now, okay. We'll do it. But then Moana explained, 6 rakats. Our 6 rakats, mine will take how long, boy? 6 rakats? 6 minutes. Our 6 rakats is 6 minutes. Alhamdulillah. Alright? He says, give Allah 6 minutes only. Allah says, I'm giving you 12 years ahead reward already. What does it mean? I'm working for this company. I'm not getting any raise over here. Things look very bleak. But they're only expanding. Then boss says, see, container is coming today. Alright? For a change now, some generosity came in his heart. Container coming, we only want 6 minutes of your time and we'll give you advance 12 year salary. Subhanallah. My dua got accepted. 12 year salary we're giving you advanced. Who won't? You say, boss, 6 hours I'm here. 12 year salary you're going to give me ahead for 6 minutes, 6 hours I'm here. I'm your man. Allah is saying, I'll pay you 12 years ahead. Just give me 6 minutes. Spiritual bath, done. I got my awabin for the day. Go home, have supper, everything. Take that noor back home now. Take the noor back home. Come for Isha Salah. Full. Isha Salah, Allah give us hidayat. Person reads after his first namaz of Isha every day 4 rakats. We got our 2 sunnat. We got two nafil, video three with her, and two nafil sitting down. Give you discount, no problem. Four rakats every day
after Salatul Isha, a person reads, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah will give him the reward as if he read those four rakats of Lailatul Qadr.
Every night you'll get it. Imagine you read it tonight. And tonight Lailatul Qadr. What bonus?
Allah said, you got it. When you got what it means, I'm opening up the barakat of now 83 years, 4 months for you.
And if tonight with Lailatul Qadr, you read your four rakats, tonight you got that and plus Lailatul Qadr, how many years now?
That is 60 plus.
Allah said, done. Your prodigies will eat. Your prodigies will eat from your taqwa, from your imam, from your four rakat namaz. And not only that, the two rakat sitting after witr, and also the two rakat after the two sunnat, two nafil, make intention of tahajjud. I got my tahajjud already. Then again the two rakat sitting down. Again tahajjud, I go four rakat tahajjud. It's already a tahajjud. Any nafil namaz after salatul isha farz is regarded to be min al-layl. Tahajjud namaz. What I'll get in tahajjud, Allah says, I'll give you, it will be for you. Da'bu salihin. This is the habit of the pious people. I become among the salihin. Salihin is pious. Once your register comes in that, your name comes in the register of salihin. What's the benefit?
At-tahiyyatu lillahi, wa salawatu tayyibat, as-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu, wa rahmatullahi, as-salamu alayna, wa ala ibadillahi salihin.
Every single Muslim is making dua for you. May Allah's peace, salam, be upon his salihin, pious servants. My name is in the register. I'm getting dividends from Baytullah. I'm getting dividends from Masjid al-Nabwi, from Al-Aqsa, from my local masjid. Even that Muslim now to take me to court, he has to do the tahiyyat. He has to do the tahiyyat and make dua for me, because I got my tahajjud. Done. Allah says, you go to your tahajjud. Da'bu salihin. Pious people used to perform it. Mukaffiratun lissayyi'at. Allah says, all your gunas maaf for the day. You read your tahajjud, all your gunas are maaf. Manhiyatun anil dhunub. Aw kama qal. This will be the powerhouse to pull you away from sin and guna. What you got in the morning? My rozi is done. Four rakats. Got my hajj, got my umrah, two more rakats, my yasin. Your dunya is taken care of. Here in the night, Allah says, now you want the power to refrain from guna and sin, read your tahajjud. That's your powerhouse, your power station. Allah says, right, no guna will come near you. No guna will come near you. Just read your two rakats tahajjud, four rakats tahajjud, it's done. This only is nafil namaz. Then the hadith al-Qudsi says, Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who harms my friend, I declare war with him. Same hadith. And my servant continues coming closer to me with his fara'id. He reads his fara'id and he gets closer to me. And then he comes to nawafil. These are the nafils for the day. He reads his nawafil for the day. Allah says, if he reads his nawafil, till I become the eyes with which he sees. I become the hands with which he touches. I become the feet with which he walks. Subhanallah. What does it mean? Allah will put the alchemy in your hands now. With your nawafil, Allah says, touch anything, it'll turn to gold now. Because who's touching? I'm with you. So simple, my dear brothers. You don't need 12 years degree for this. All you need is just start it off now. Simple, inna atina qulhu Allah, do all my fara'id, do all my nawafil. Now you make mashwara. Morana should extend the business now. By all means, extend it. Now shall I open another shop now? All the ticks, are there boxes are ticked, alhamdulillah. Now do it. Whatever you touch now, Allah says, I become his hands. Now the hands will go onto a pawn site? Can't go. I can't open the page. Not loading. What's happening here, Allah? Allah says, no, I am become your hands. There's one interpretation. Allah will hold your hands back. Allah will hold your eyes back. Allah will hold your passions back. Why? My nawafil are doing it. Inna salah tanha anil fahsha. Salah will prevent you from lewdness, from haram actions, from immodest actions. Salah will do it. Say, Allah, I got no inclination anymore. I just don't feel like doing it. I'm just happy without it. I always mention this example. We had one brother of ours in Stengel, our hometown, for years on drugs. For years, every night was smoking. Every night. When the moon was sighted for Ramadan, Ajib, Allah gave him such power, entire month is to be clean. Never touched it. Never touched whole month. I still remember the night of Ramadan, outside the masjid, one of the last 10 nights, I met him outside. I said, Mo, Ramadan, how you abstain? How come you just clean all of a sudden? What the reply he gave me? He said, Mufti Sahib, in Ramadan, 2 rakat namaz and I'm high. 2 rakat namaz and I'm high. Allah gave him maut in Ramadan. Man never got married. Whole life was a drug addict. People knew him. How he's walking again. He's going to the shop tonight. He's in a smoke. And when his maut came, everybody was closed. 2 rakat namaz, Allah must have loved it so much. The reply of his, 2 rakat namaz in Ramadan, I'm high. By my Allah. Allah gave him that high stage also. The nafil namaz in the dead of the night. Allah gave him that high. Our deen is so simple. Do the tahajjud namaz, Allah says, man hiyat. It will stop you from that haram. You won't go that way anymore. Allah will hold your hands back. Allah will give you halal. Allah will give you halal enjoyment. I don't need the haram. Allah will change your heart. Just try it, my dear brothers. We went the month of Ramadan, 11 months, just hold yourself back. Let's try it at least. Try it. Keep company with the pious. You'll have the strength to do it. Keep company with them and keep contact with them. Whoever we're comfortable with. And our Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib is very clear. Get somebody I'm compatible, that I can speak with, take bayat to him, keep company with him. Don't fear anything. We fear, hey, I've opened all my files. No. As you have muhabbat and love, you begin to speak. And even if you bear to a sheikh, you bear to a sheikh, but now I feel a block. I can't communicate with him. I feel stuck now. I don't go for his majlis anymore. I don't have feel the compatibility with the sheikh anymore. Now, shaitan will say, now, you know what, now, just carry on. Don't go for his majlis or sit at home. No. Ulama say, you're not happy with the doctor, get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. If I don't feel the compatibility anymore with a certain sheikh that I was with, whether here, elsewhere, say, move along. Is there some now that you're going to keep people over here that now you must sit here, don't go anywhere? No. Where you can progress, where you can benefit, move ahead. Find Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That's the main thing. Is that to keep anybody anywhere stuck? If you're not compatible, you're not happy, I took that to somebody and I just feel like, don't feel like going there anymore, I enjoy somebody else's bayan, then move ahead. The main thing is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you reach, whether via here or via there, immaterial, but you reach Allah. But don't go same places, like the person went to Qadis, and he says, I want a card, it's only you. Say, we got a card, give me 10 please. Give me 10 please. No. I go to one person, sit there, I'm comfortable and happy, make my contact. So here, one tafsir of this hadith is, one tashri', one interpretation, Allah becomes your hands, Allah becomes your eyes, Allah becomes your feet. And you make a deal over there, Allah says, the whole tashri' of hifaz, ihfaz illa yahfazka. Allah said, protect my commands, I protect you. Rewrite is clear. A person about to conclude the deal. Allah says, Malaika, no good for him. Go and break it. For him, it was a luck. Malaika comes, something happened in between our own terms now. A person got a call, I offer you 1 million more. Person called on, sorry. I'm not interested, I'm not selling now. What happened? You already got the lawyers listing done, paperwork is done, now you're pulling out. He said, I'm not happy. And the rewrite says he flares up, he gets angry. Allah says, no good for him. Malaika will break it. I got something else for him. Allah will become that feet will walk in the right direction also. I'm going to go that way, but my feet are going this way. I don't know what's happening now. I was going there, and what happened on the way? Jamaat came, hey, come, go bayan in the masjid. Hey, Jamaat guys, don't leave us. So Jamaat guys, Allah wanted you. Allah wanted you. The dog is barking for just a time, why? Because Allah is waking you up. Baby woke up that time also, why? Not because it was the feed. Allah wants to feed you. Wake up, my banda, I want to give you. Allah's love for us. Allah makes the intizam, Allah makes the arrangement, we break it. One interpretation, whatever you touch will turn to gold. There'll be barakat in it. And then one shop Allah will give you the rosy of 10 shops. I don't have to open another shop. I got all my amal. I'm so happy. Everything is happening. Whole family is eating from here. We all going for Umrah. We all going in the path of Allah. We have a tarteeb in the business. Their brother goes in Jamaat. He comes back. Then I go for Umrah. I come back. Then he's going for Etikaf. I come back. Then he's... Subhanallah. Subhanallah. How is it happening? Because of your tahajjud, your ishraq, your nafil namaz, you're reading, Allah says your work is done, all the boxes are ticked. Other interpretation, ulama say, that one is now this, that Allah, you only go into halal and halal avenues. Other interpretation, Allah says, has become yours, everything of you becomes mine, you become an embodiment of barakat. Everything about you is barakat. Everything you touch will become barakat. Everything I touch breaks. Now it will become barakat. Speak to my wife, I don't know how to speak. See to the parents, they're complaining. Wife is complaining. Children are complaining. That one is complaining. Ya Allah. What I say, better I die. But you know, why you want to die? Go read two rakat namaz. Start your tahajjud, start your ishraq, start your awabin, and you'll enjoy yourself. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We're all sitting here, we have the ability, my dear brothers. But the main thing is, I've got to take out this phone tonight and delete those apps. I don't need to see scores. My score is my qaza namazes. How many qaza I got, I've got to work out that scores right now. I owe that to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah, start doing one a day at least. Start paying the merchant. He'll open your account again. He'll open your facility again. Allah, start paying, I'll open the facility. And my small facility is very big also. My treasury, nobody can compare. At least start paying. Start with the qaza. Whatever you problems you have, make mashara. How do I do this? How do I do that? Take step by step. Allah pull me. When Allah will pull you, the friends will say, what happened to him now? How come he changed? How come he changed? So I don't know what happened to myself also. But Allah has given us opportunities. We know the life we're leading. Is that the correct life? The correct life is a beautiful life, my dear. This we have this night, is not going to come again. Next year, this time, whether I'm going to be sitting here, myself, nobody knows. We lost enough friends, beautiful satis are gone, cancer hit them, Allah forgive them, make them maghfirat. We know so many knew about Hafiz Umar Basa, rahimahullah, he is gone. Beautiful person, loved ulama ikram. Dearly loved them. What a mood Allah gave him. We can imagine now what Hur must be enjoying right now. What enjoyment he must be having right now, the sabr he made. Allah give his family the sabr also. And so many others that are ill and sick, our own friends, how their health just turned all of a sudden. What happened to them? Allah make it easy for them. Now is the time to invest. Either I'm going to come to Allah, one of two roads. Either the road of shukr, things are going right with me, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr to you, abada. Give up all my masti and all my nuisance and come to Allah. Because if I don't come on the road of shukr and thanks and gratitude, I will have to come on the road of sabr. And Allah will take everything away. Now Allah, now you crippled me. Now everything is gone. Now I have to come to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the crunch point, my dear brothers, the deen is beautiful. Understand how to make amal and you will enjoy it. It's such a beautiful deen. Bring everything completely. There shouldn't be the moon is sighted. And now you find all this is coming out. The shaitan is unchained, he's waiting now. And now I go, let everything loose. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshaAllah. Many brothers are asking also how to keep contact, alhamdulillah. Many brothers are keeping contact also. They printed some things on the glass doors at the back there. Some QR code or scans or something. We'll scan it. The brothers have some groups where they send out the notices for the programs. Whatever programs are taking place, if the brothers want to join the groups, those posters are on the back of the masjid. That's not for the Sunnat Itikaf brothers. Sunnat Itikaf brothers shouldn't go to the back place, inshallah. They should just be careful. They don't step out now, inshallah. Make the current for inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم إلى جليس من ذكرني. When you come to a ذكر, you mentioned the night also. The ذكر لا إله إلا الله is a powerful vacuum. With this powerful vacuum with the beautiful name of Allah, I'm pulling out all the vices from my heart. I'm picturing my heart with لا إله till I'm pulling out the cell phone, haram website, that illicit contact I have, the haram activities, yeah, I'm pulling it out. And I'm only putting the pure name of Allah into my heart. And with the pure name of Allah is all the bounties of Jannat and this worldly life. And how we learn how to play ball and how to do this and how to do that, we should learn how to make the dhikr of Allah also. We are taught by Mashaykh how we sit facing the Qibla with our legs crossed.
and we do it correctly, we get the full benefit. Legs cross facing the Qibla, and from the torso up, from our hip up, we move the body to the right. La ilaha illallah, we move to the left. La ilaha illallah. How on a windy day, the breeze is blowing, how the grass moves. The same way we move, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way of taking the name of Allah, and like this we get the full benefit. The friends of Allah is to make zikr like this. When we take the name of Allah, then we don't move. Then we just focus our eyes, or our focus is on the heart. There's a tongue in my heart, there's a tongue in my mouth. And the entire environment around me is saying with me, Allah. So la ilaha, we move gently to the right and then to the left. The entire body, not only the head. Like this we get the full benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one point comes to mind, my dear brothers. Many youngsters are here, youth are here, elderly are here also. Many in times we want to come forward, make contact with a certain alim. But we feel now that alim is too high, is too far, is too pious, so I can't make contact. And sometimes they might feel also there's too many people around him, so now where I want to go over there? Remember that when it comes to the ulama ikram, and I tell usually my younger brothers, we are here to be used and abused. No problem. Come knock the door any time, pick up the phone any time, send a WhatsApp any time. It's not now, it's difficult. Shaitan will make it like that and also say, no, no, not now, later. We're going to contact him, we're going to trouble him. And he's so busy. All people say, hey, don't trouble you, he's so busy. Here our Sheikh says that we are here to give our time to the people. This is our work, this is our passion, this is what we're here for. So he says, give your time to the people. This doesn't matter who you are, where you're from.
You don't have to go via anybody. Please, you ask. Please come directly. Any alim of deen. Is our perception sometimes that the alim is very busy? Oh, he's too pious. Where am I going to go speak to him? He won't have time for me. I can't talk to him. No, there's no such thing. Really, there's no such thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so simple, even a slave could hold his hand, take him outside on the street, make him sit down on the pavement and talk to him. This we are teaching, this we are preaching to the people. So no alim is too high to say, I can't contact him, or he has no time. Yes, ulama say also, that when it comes to a sheikh also, taking a sheikh, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, go ahead, don't delay. Remember, doesn't mean now go tell him everything. Slowly the muhabbat will increase. I love him for the sake of Allah. Allah will teach me now how to make the contact. And slowly things will open up. So don't be afraid to go ahead to any alim. Go and make the contact. Go and speak to him. Whether he is busy or not, he will make time for you. Allah's system also, if you write to an alim, I have a certain problem, etc. Remember, that alim or that sheikh is not Allah. There's no sheikh worship or something like that. This is out of love and muhabbat. Now you might see sometime, either Maulana, they're putting his shoes right, they're putting food for him, and they're opening the door for him. Well, you don't do that for your wife. You don't say that's wife worship. I love my wife. But for how long you do it after that? Now you open and close the door, then soon now you will be hooting, now quickly come out. Make sharp and come away going. Before I was doing everything for it. It's all about love and muhabbat. It's love and muhabbat, there's no worship or anything over here. So anytime you want to, we can make the contact, we don't have to go via anybody. Make direct contact, and as our sheikh says, the alim can't sort out your life. He can't sort out your problem. He can give you some guidance. But Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He is the one that will sort out your problem. I showed Allah my desire, I showed Allah Ta'ala I want to change my life, I have a certain problem, this is the avenue. I go forward, Allah sees the desire, Allah will come to your rescue. Directly. The shaykh can't rescue you, no alim can rescue you. He can give you hidayah, don't do this, do that. Allah sees you got the desire, Allah says, Malaika, I go pull him out. He's got the desire. Sitting on my own and hoping to come right won't happen. So this is the way how I show Allah my desire to change. Who will rescue you? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the alim may not reply also. Say, he didn't reply. But who heard? Allah heard you. But you showed your desire. I sent the message ahead. Whether he replies or not, but Allah heard me. Who will rescue me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the alim might see it. First thing he'll do is make dua for you. Ya Allah, you make it easy for him. I didn't have the chance now, but I will reply to him. But in interim, Allah will give you an answer in your heart. Why Allah even hears the dua of the dumb person. Although he can't move his tongue. Allah hears the dua, it's in his heart. The sinner also, Allah Ta'ala, we all are sinners. Nobody is purer than the other. Allah knows what's in the heart, but this is how we show our desire. So don't ever be afraid to connect to any alim. Wherever you are comfortable, go and make the connection. Have it there. There's one riwayat our Shaykh would say, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will ask a person, did you become an alim? Did you know a certain alim of deen? He said, no, I didn't know anyone. Did you sit in anybody alim's company? No, I didn't sit. Did you ever see an alim? See, I saw an alim. Chalo, go with him to Jannat. See, you just saw him only out of love, go join him. Just the benefit of sitting in the company of the pious, Allah has made a system. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen, be with those that are pious, that are true in iman. Allah says, go and sit with them and you'll become like them. As we're sitting here right now, there's such a beautiful gathering of all, mashallah, pious people. We don't have the inclination now to make zina, or to do haram, just because of the environment. They say, just sit for a good period of time in good environment with good people, and slowly the desires will come up from the heart. Because Allah has promised to sit with the pious, and it will rub off on you, put that hot water in the fridge for 5 hours, dead fridge, dead water, dead glass, the fridge will make that water cold. Has no life. You go sit with the friends of Allah, whose hearts are alive, they will make your heart also alive. Allah give us understanding. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك
Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, O my Kareem, beautiful Allah. It's a beautiful night, O Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, your lovers have come to your doorstep, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they've come with hope, they've come with aspirations, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the secrets of the heart. You know tonight what we do, O my Allah. But then too, you brought us gunegars to your home, O my Allah. Definitely, Ya Allah, you want us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the desire that we want you also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no doubt that you want us, O my Allah. You still kept us with iman. Ya Allah, you didn't reject us. You didn't kick us out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you haven't deprived us, O my Allah. You still brought us to your home, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Only those are kept in our homes, O my Allah, who we love, O my Allah. We invite them. Ya Allah, you invited us tonight. Ya Allah, how we came, Ya Allah, you brought us. Ya Allah, these feet don't walk on their own. Ya Allah, you make them to walk, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us here tonight to sit in your home, O my Allah. With hopes and aspiration in our hearts, that Ya Allah, you will change our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can change us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we've tried so many times. And then too we failed. And then too we slipped. And then too we went back. Oh my Allah, we don't have the himmat. Ya Allah, we don't have the strength. We don't have the iman. But then too, my Allah, you are our Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful. Ya Allah, with the power of jazb and pull, O my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us towards you instantly, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the gunas and the sins, O my Allah. All the temptations of shaitan and nafs, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Remove it immediately from the heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you can do it overnight, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Khalid bin Walid came to Madinatul Munawwara. Khalid bin Walid came to Madinatul Munawwara after Uhud, O my Allah. With the blood of Sahaba upon his hands, O my Allah. How many women became widows because of him, Sahabiyas. How many Sahaba Ikram children became yatim because of him, O my Allah? O my Allah, he came with blood on his hands. Ya Allah, but then to Nabi of Allah, give him one look of love, O my Allah. He became radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Wahshi came, O my Allah, with the spear in his hand, with the blood of Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Your Nabi cried, O my Allah. He cried, O my Allah. He made his janazah more than 70 times, O my Allah. Wahshi, Ya Allah, came with blood. O Nabi of Allah, is it tawbah for me also? Oh, Wahshi, welcome to you, welcome to you, welcome to you. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Ya Allah, you send on wahi. Oh my slaves who have transgressed, Ya Allah, who have transgressed and broken the commands of Allah. Ya Allah, they have finished their nafs in disobedience. Ya Allah, you reveal the ayat, don't despair. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah. Ya Allah, we come with this hope tonight. Ya Allah, that you remove us, Ya Allah. You remove us and remove the sins of our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, clear up our income and our rosy, O my Allah. Clear our eyes and our hearts and our minds. Ya Allah, we have plenty of records, O my Allah, of gunas and sins. O my Allah, you do what you love, O my Allah. You love to forgive, O my Allah, you forgive. Ya Allah, we come with plenty, O my Allah. You do what you love. What is your passion, O my Allah, to forgive? Ya Allah, we have mountains of gunas and sins on this night in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Khidna Quran took place tonight. Ya Allah, we don't know they will be here next year and this night, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making a pledge to you tonight, oh my Allah, that you want to become yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the strength of iman, of taqwa, of amal. Once the moon is sighted, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, make us yours, oh my Allah, because before shaitan makes us his, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he'll make a luqma of us, oh my Allah. He'll finish us off, oh my Allah. He throws in the gutters of sewage and stool, oh my Allah, and he'll make us drink and eat it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, and then we'll take all our friends together with us. Before we know it, O my Allah, we have blackened our hearts and our faces. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we belong to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, the tears he shed in the road for us. O my Allah, the beating he took in Taif for us. O my Allah, in one of his tears our names written there, O my Allah. Give us that hidayat, O my Allah. Make us true Muhammadis, O my Allah. Our day becomes Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our fashion becomes his fashion. Our hair becomes like his beautiful hair, O my Allah. His beard, Ya Allah, like his beard, O my Allah. Our beard like his beard, O my Allah. Our garb like his garb, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't belong to the Yahud and Nasara, O my Allah. They are killing our brothers and sisters in Gaza, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire coalition, O my Allah, they're complicit, O my Allah, they're complicit in these crimes, O my Allah, indirectly, O my Allah, we're also complicit in this, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We brought this coalition upon ourselves, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they are eating shrapnel tonight, O my Allah. We are eating savouries and bajjas and samosas, O my Allah. It's all because of our gunas and sins. O my Allah, we make tawbah tonight, O my Allah. We don't want to become like the Yahud and Nasara and Mushrikeen. They are killing the Muslims, O my Allah. We are killing the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us stalwarts of Iman, O my Allah. Make us Musabih al-Huda. Make us beacons of Hidayat of mankind. Ya Allah, make us proud Muslims, O my Allah. We are those like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Nahnu alladhina bayahu Muhammada. Ala al-jihadi ma baqina abada. O my Allah, the slogan of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allahumma la aisha illa aishu al-akhirah. Ya Allah, there's no life, the only life of Akhirat. Ya Allah, there's no life, the only life of Akhirat. We are those people who have pledged our life to give it in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, our lives belong to you. Ya Allah, the eyes belong to you. Ya Allah, our hearts belong to you. Our hands belong to you. Ya Allah, save it from haram, O my Allah. Hold back our hands, O my Allah. Hold back our tongues, O my Allah. Hold back our eyes, O my Allah. Give us love for Quran. Give us love for the Ahlullah, for your friends, O my Allah. Give us love for Adhan, O my Allah. Give us love for the Masjid, O my Allah. Give us love for all things that you love, O my Allah. And cool our eyes. And cool our hearts, O my Allah. And when you look at Baytullah, O my Allah, look at your Tajalli, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, and your Noor, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, kula wa hats, O my Allah, you see the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yalla waqti muhtaram aya, yalla the opportunity of my life has come when I walk into the Baytullah. And I see the Hajar al-Aswad, and I saw the door of the Kaabatullah, and the Multasab, Allah, you brought me, O my Allah. Allah, take all of us over and over again, O my Allah. These are times of our life, O my Allah. Allah, when are we going to change, O my Allah? Allah, we have our Shaykh, and then we have our nafs and shaitan as the biggest Shaykh, O my Allah. Allah, give us understanding, O my Allah. Make us good sons to our parents. Allah, make us good husbands to our wives. Make us, Allah, good ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Make us, Allah, good musallis, O my Allah. Make us good Muslims, O my Allah. Make us good, Allah, ummatis. Make us good slaves of yours, O my Allah. O my Rabbah, you become happy with us. Allah, you become happy with us. Call your anger upon us, O my Allah. How much longer are we going to run away from you, O my Allah? How much longer? Allah, your qudrat and your power has no limits, O my Allah. If you want to catch us overnight, you can break us to pieces like how you broke your commands, O my Allah. But then till you gave us respite, Allah, we are here tonight, O my Allah. With a broken ibadat, O my Allah. Every one of us, you know, that is sitting here. What qurbani and sacrifice he is making to come here. And the duas of his parents behind him. The duas of his brothers and sisters. The duas of his wife, O my Allah. The duas of his siblings, O my Allah. And his offspring. And they all are making dua, and they're all hoping in our duas tonight, O my Allah. How many a young girl out there, how many a mother out there is parishan, my son is going to the masjid, Ya Allah, give my better hidayat. Ya Allah, change his life. How long is he going to carry all like this? Ya Allah, my daughter is sitting at home. Ya Allah, send a good boy for her, O my Allah. How many a mother is crying? How many a father is crying? Ya Allah, we are gone old. The children are still at home. What is going to happen to them? Ya Allah, listen to their cries, O my Allah. Accept the ibadat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those are marriageable age, Ya Allah. Get this out of our system, I'm going to stand on my 2 feet, O my Allah. We have you, O my Allah. We are standing on your strength, O my Allah. The time is up for nikah. Give us the understanding, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open your treasuries, O my Allah. Send for every one of our youngsters, Ya Allah. For the widows, or whoever they may be, Ya Allah. Give them good homes, O my Allah. Give them beautiful and pious spouses, O my Allah. Give them pious, normal, beautiful children, O my Allah. For our homes, Ya Allah, with beautiful children. They take your name, O my Allah. Fill it with Quran, Ya Allah, with dhikrullah. Take out the shaitani TVs, O my Allah. We don't need the Yahud and Nasara in our homes, O my Allah. We don't need them in our homes, O my Allah. We need your rahmat. We need your barakat. We need the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give us understanding. Ya Allah, make us 5 times musalli, O my Allah. Give us all our nawafil, the barakat in our hands, O my Allah. Whatever we touch, make it full of barakat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us understanding. Give our wives understanding. Give our parents, O my Allah. Whatever has passed on, full the qabr of noor. Ya Allah, remove from them the azab qabr. Free all of us in the fire of Jahannam. Give us a jannati life, O my Allah. Give us a moat upon iman. In the condition you're happy with us, make our qabr as vast as we can see. Open the windows of jannat upon us, O my Allah. Save us from the darkness and the scorpions and snakes, O my Allah. Send down the silken bedding of Jannat for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us rahat and sukoon and comfort in the qabr till the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, call us among those that are at the Tahajjud Namaz. Ya Allah, we're straight into Jannat, O my Allah. No hisab kitab, no boarding pass, no checking security, nothing, Ya Allah. No scanning, O my Allah. Straight into Jannat. O Allah, put our name in the register of the Salihin and the pious. Ya Allah, put our parents' names in there. Put our grandparents' Muslim in there, our spouses, our wives, our children, our progenies, put all our names in there, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a jannati life. Make it easy for us. Forgive us all our sins. Ya Allah, the moon will be sighted for Eid. Whenever it's sighted, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us like lions, Ya Allah. Make us warriors, O my Allah. Make us soldiers of deen, O my Allah. That no fitna can draw us away from you, O my Allah. We don't need the courts, O my Allah. We don't need the tennis, we don't need the fishing. Ya Allah, we need you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you throw the bait, we'll bite it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you throw at us whatever it is, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are ready for you. We will stand for you. We will jump for you. We will run for you. O my Allah, the Ummah is waiting for us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from the fitnas around us, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in crying to you, in making dua to you, in reading salah, in Quran tilawat. Remove all the fitnas from around us. Ya Allah, give us a complete deeni mahal and environment around us. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless our children, the best of dunya. Bless us also, O my Allah. Without all the haram, Ya Allah, all the haram, Ya Allah, around us, keep it clean and pure for us, O my Allah. Save us from the kuffar tariqah and the way and lifestyle, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all your beloveds have come tonight. Whatever is in their hearts, O my Allah. Whatever is in their hearts, O my Allah. You know the secrets of the heart. Ya Allah, you accept the du'as, O my Allah. Accept the du'as, O my Allah. Even though we are tired, Ya Allah, the tears are not coming out. But you are our Rabb, O my Allah. There's nowhere we can go to. There's no one we can ask, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept the du'as. Ya Allah, the young girls at home accept their du'as. The mothers at home accept their du'as. Wherever those at home that are ill and sick, O my Allah, couldn't make it tonight, Ya Allah, give them a full share in our du'as and give them even more. O my Allah, Ya Allah, you are Rabbi Kareem. You give more than we can ask, O my Allah. We don't know how to ask. We don't know the adab and the ethical of asking you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak. Ya Allah, you hold us by our forelocks in our hands and lead us to your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We thank you for this night. We thank you for Khatm Quran. We thank you for the Masajid. We thank you for Quran Sharif. We thank you, Ya Allah, that you are our Rabb, O my Allah. You didn't allow us to bow down to anyone besides you. You didn't throw us away, O my Allah. You made us ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever difficulties we have, remove it, O my Allah. Become happy with us, O my Allah. Make this year ahead, Ya Allah, a bumper year for us in deen, O my Allah. Make it a bumper year, O my Allah. It'll be the season of deen for us this year. It'll open the doors of Hajj for the Ummah, the doors of Haramain for the Ummah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Protect the people of that land, O my Allah. Around the world, our brothers in China, O my Allah. With India and Pakistan, with Sudan, wherever the Ummah is mazloom and oppressed, O my Allah. You relieve the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu. Ya Allah, you made us for Jannat. You made us for Akhirat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us a Jannati life here and also in the Akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. Allah, all that have been kind to us, Ya Allah, you repay them, O my Allah. The entire khidmat jamaat that fed us, Ya Allah, in i'tikaf, Ya Allah, reward them the best of rewards, O my Allah. Ya Allah, from the head of the Hafiz Shuaib and his entire khidmat jamaat, O my Allah. Wali Ibrahim Sahib, O my Allah, all the trustees of this masjid, of the beautiful masjid, Ya Allah, reward all of them, all of them have donated, have sponsored, with love and muhabbat they have come, Ya Allah, accept all of them, and whoever has been kind to us, O my Allah, you be kind to them, O my Allah. Whichever way they show kindness and muhabbat, O my Allah. Show them muhabbat, show them kindness, their progenies, their families till Qiyamah, and accept us also, O my Allah, to give our health, our wealth in the path of Allah for your love and your muhabbat. Reward all of them, O my Allah, beyond their comprehension. Accept their families with the khidmat of deen, and all our families here, ulama, sulaha, huffaz, mujahideen, O my Allah. Accept us, accept our families. Allah, be kind, Allah, and be happy with us. And Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mats and your bounties. O my Allah, keep us in your bounties and take us in your bounties. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. Brothers, humbly requested inshallah to proceed to the back to recharge and refuel inshallah, and to come back into the masjid, 2 rakats, 4 rakats, and time over itself, 10 minutes to sit in the masjid, we're tired. Allah is very appreciative, but at least some ibadat before we go home inshallah. If we spend the whole night, alhamdulillah, at least one night we did it for Allah. If not that, at least minimum we can do, make dua for the ummah, and we can leave inshallah, and keep the respect of the masjid. Jazakallah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.
Jee, alhamdulillah, one of our brothers, Hafiz Farhan, has come forward to take bi'at. Anybody would like to also come forward and take bi'at? They're welcome to come now, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah.
I read the khutbah, then you repeat the words after me, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما فقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeat after me. O Allah, I make Toba from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat. And from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah or jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes fard, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the budruks of all four silsilas, accept my toba and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before death, grant me sincere toba. Grant me death on perfect iman and kalima shahadat, with afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. Allah.